talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
There's more than one home. Ain't no right way, ain't no wrong. Whatever road you might be on, you find your own way. There's more than one way home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Keb Moe with More Than One Way Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Sarah Lamb, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show talking about a home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th at the new Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel, and we're very proud to have Insul Steel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we'll be talking with Steve Bostick with Insul Steel. Also, custom builder Philip W. Smith, general contractor, as well as Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds, Brian Edge with Miratech, and also Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. Well, as I mentioned, we are about a month away from the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we're very, very excited. If you're familiar with our home shows, we started out at the old Gilliard Auditorium in 2004, and when they closed for renovations, we went over to the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, and we did our home show there temporarily for a few years, and now we're back at the beautiful new Charleston Gilliard Center, and we're very happy to be in such a, it's definitely the most beautiful place and beautiful venue in Charleston to have a home show. And a lot of people have not made it down to the new Gilliard Center to see the renovations. So we want everyone to be able to check it out for free, in fact. And a couple of the highlights that we've got going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Once again, we've got the free admission on Friday, August 25th. So anytime between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., come to the Charleston Fall Home Show absolutely free. And then on Saturday and Sunday, admission is only $7 per person. And after 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, the admission price drops to $2 per person. So $2 after 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. To kind of sweeten the deal for people to venture out Saturday and Sunday afternoon, in addition to that discounted $2 per person after 2 p.m., on Saturday we're bringing back a highlight of our fall home shows that in the past that we have done, and we We kind of put it on hiatus a little bit for the last couple of years, but we're bringing it back this year, and that is the giveaway of 200 free hurricane kits on Saturday afternoon. So keeping with that that two theme, $2 admission after 2 p.m., and the first 200 families in line that, to pay that $2 admission after 2 p.m. will receive a free hurricane kit. And this hurricane kit includes, it's about a 23-item hurricane kit. It's got lots and lots of good stuff. We kind of call it a starter kit in that you might, I'm sure you're going to want to add some other items to it. But the nice thing about the hurricane, the free hurricane kits is, you know, if I were to ask you, as a listener, do you have a hurricane kit? Do you have one already at home? You'd probably say no. And so this hurricane kit is something you take home. We want you to put it in the closet and not think about it, hopefully not have to use it. But if you do have an emergency, that hurricane kit will be right there in the closet and you can take it out. Everything is housed in an Allstate Insurance backpack, which is really cool. There's also a nice LED flashlight from Low Country Ace Hardware. And lots and lots of other items that you might need if the power were to go out, if you needed to evacuate, you'll have that free hurricane kit. And the first 200 families on Saturday, August 26th, will receive a free hurricane kit starting at 2 o'clock. And special thanks to ABC News 4 for helping us out, co-promoting the hurricane kit giveaway on Saturday. On Sunday, after 2 o'clock, again, the admission is only $2, and we're going to be giving away a free green leaf candle, and that is valued at $25. And if you're not familiar with green leaf candles, they're made in the upstate in Spartanburg, and so it's a South Carolina-made product. And we've partnered with M.W. Hunter Custom Interiors, and they're located on Ashley River Road. They sell those green leaf candles at M.W. Hunter on Ashley River Road, and we're going to be giving away 200 of those candles once again on Sunday, August 27th, to the first 200 families to pay that $2 admission after 2 o'clock on Sunday. And so lots of good freebies. Keeping with the free theme, we're offering free design consultations for homeowners by professional interior designers on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you do need an appointment if you'd like to set up an appointment to sit down with a professional interior designer and kind of lay out whatever project you have and get that free design advice from a professional interior designer. We want everyone to try an interior designer at the Charleston Fall Home Show for free. And just call the Charleston Home and Design Magazine office at 577-7652. That's 577-7652. We're also offering free home improvement seminars on Saturday and Sunday. And you just can walk right into the Gilliard. And they're located upstairs in the shared lobby area on the second floor. And you can hear from the experts and learn quite a bit. We've got one on designing a kitchen and another one on the best ways to hire a remodeling contractor. Lots and lots of good information there. And then also on Saturday, we are partnering with the Custom Residential Architect Network, which is a group of local architects here in Charleston that primarily do residential work, and several of their members will be doing a slideshow. We call it Inside the Architect's Mind, and once again, that is free. So lots of good freebies at the Charleston Fall Home Show. For more information, visit charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com, and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel, and we are very proud to have Insul Steel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and that's coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Steve Bostick with Insul Steel. How you doing, Steve?
Great, Tim. Good to be here.
Steve, take a moment and tell everybody about Insul Steel.
Well, thanks, Tim. Our Insul Steel product is really designed around a next generation of home construction. And that generation of home construction deals with using structural steel embedded with an expanded polystyrene to give us extremely high energy performance as well as structural integrity.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And let's kind of break that down into terms that our listeners can understand. Insul Steel, you folks build houses, mm-hmm. and right before we started the interview, you said you can build a house out of just about anything. You can build it out of wood. People are building, leftover shipping containers to build houses. What is it about an Insul Steel built home that is different from traditional built homes?
Well, Tim, we start out first and foremost with a customer's budget to really design and build. It doesn't do us any good to come up with after a design has taken place and give the customer a very high budget that goes hundreds of thousands over budget, which typically happens. So what we start out with is we do the architectural design of the buildings. We do all the structural engineering, and then we build the buildings to our high performance standards.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you an example. There are probably four things that fall into the category of a high-performance home. We call that, to make it easy to understand, A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the A stands for the air quality that's in a building. Indoor air is so incredibly important, especially in the area that we live in. We live in an area that has a high water table, so many of people that we talk to have got a crawl space that's full of mold and mildew. The floors may be warping. So the air quality that comes from that, as well as from an attic that's heated to 200 degrees during a hot summer day, those conditions above the house and below the house often turn out very, very bad indoor air quality issues. Airborne pathogens, mold and mildew. So the A that we build into our deal for air quality comes from the standpoint that we build an eco shell. The eco shell is an environment that we create from the attic all the way to the foundation, where we are conditioning all that space.
Mm-hmm.
So we never have a buildup of things that cause indoor air quality problems. Mm-hmm. In fact, our product is certified by the Environmental Protection Agency. We're the only ones that I know of in this whole state that are building with indoor air quality as a major, major platform for our buildings.
Gotcha. So air quality, that's a big difference in a home that is built using Insul Steel, the Eco Shell technology that you mentioned. What are some of the other aspects of the A to Z?
Sure. Okay, so there are three other aspects. Secondly, we are in a coastal area. We have high winds, and we structurally design our buildings. We've designed buildings up to 200 mile an hour winds. So that creates a degree of safety, not only for the owners of the home, but their lives are sometimes at risk with coastal winds and hurricanes that come up.
Mm-hmm.
So safety is a major factor, building our buildings to a high wind variable. Thirdly, we deal with something called total cost of ownership. We know that when we design a building to meet a customer's budget, that's the front end. That's what you pay to have the building designed and built. But then a lot of our clients are dealing with issues that down the road, 3 to 5, 10 years, repainting and all the exterior maintenance. People today really want products where they have zero maintenance,
mm-hmm.
if possible.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of examples. Our paint is certified for 25 years. Rather than spending $25,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 every 6 or 7 years to repaint your cement boards. You know, we've got a paint system that a manufacturer stands behind that gives us a 25-year warranty. So we're also dealing with ongoing costs of utilities, and I'll talk about that, you know, as our as a fourth leg on our stool. So air quality, total cost of ownership, starting out with the design, building the budget, the safety issue, and then the fourth we call zero energy design. So we're actually, because of the EcoShell and its high performance, our insulation values are up to 400% greater than a traditional stick-built home. Mm-hmm. So what we're really doing is we're shrinking demand. And then we can, the last piece that we put together is once we've taken demand down, is we can put some solar panels and maybe only a third of what you'd use on a total house in a stick-built world. We pull the energy down to, some of our clients have got $12 to $15 a month electric bills for a 3,000 square foot house. So A to Z with us is air quality all the way to zero energy design. Gotcha. And that's what really makes us different in building a high performance building that's also certified by the Department of Energy under their program.
Gotcha. And as part of the safety that you were mentioning, wasn't there, last fall there was a tornado that hit on John's Island, and one of the homes in that neighborhood was built by Insul Steel, and it was pretty much unscathed, whereas the other houses in that neighborhood got a lot of damage, right?
That's true. Some of them were absolutely flattened. So that was actually, time flies, Tim, but that was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Oh, my gosh. I got it mixed up with Hurricane Matthew, I guess.
That's true. But, yeah, you're absolutely correct. We had no structural damage, and we were literally in the eye of the storm when we went back and captured all the data from the National Weather Service. Our building was at a 9,000-foot funnel sitting right over the top of it, and we had absolutely no structural damage to the building.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. And you get some insurance discounts, right, if you build a house with the Insul Steel EcoShell technology?
Absolutely. The one of the really great, we've been evaluated by a national home insurance organization, and we are certified under what's called a fortified program. So our clients pay a very small inspection fee up front and get up to a 30% discount on homeowners insurance. And when you're in a coastal area, you know, where you might be in a high wind zone, I've seen, you know, homeowners insurance $5,000-$6,000. But whether it's $3,000 or $6,000, our clients get up to a 30% discount on homeowners insurance, and they guarantee that for several years out in the future.
Right. At the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 25th through the 27th, you folks at Insul Steel will have a cross section of the EcoShell, and you'll be talking to attendees about showing them, underneath the siding, what it is that makes an Insul Steel home so strong. How you get the zero energy design and so forth, and kind of describe what they're going to see at the show.
Yeah, well, our exhibit is actually 10 foot by 20 foot, and it is a cross section of a house, so you can actually see what the roof looks like, and the walls, the interior walls, and how we actually design from beginning all the way through where you get extreme energy efficiency. So we've got that on exhibit. It's been very effective in the last shows that we did last year in showing people the real difference between building out of stick building, which is, you know, has a high moisture content, it's not particularly strong, to looking at an Insul Steel alternative.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, I know everyone's going to be looking forward to that. And, you know, one of the big questions I'm sure our listeners have right now is cost. You know, it's you can get the best products out there, but you're gonna get what you pay for too. How does the cost of a home that's an Insul Steel built home compare with a traditional stick built house using wooden studs?
Well, Tim, we appeal to a very specific segment of the market, and that segment is people that want to design their own buildings, their own residences, and have custom construction. That's our market, and within that market, we're extremely competitive. We recently had a project that we bid out on Kiowa, and we came in $100 a square foot less by giving also a superior quality product. Mm-hmm. We have our own finished people on staff, you know, which helps us lower our cost rather than use a lot of subs. But a big thing that we do that's different is that we're a distributor for almost everything that goes into the building, the heating and air, the cabinetry. So when we buy direct, we pass those savings on to our clients, which effectively lowers the cost of $50 a square foot.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we're looking forward to having Insul Steel, seeing Insul Steel at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 25th through the 27th. And between now and then, how can folks get in touch with Insul Steel?
Well, you can go to our website, which is insulsteel.com, or we're just building our new design center up on Clements Ferry Road, and our address is 2300 North Clements Ferry Road.
Very good. And what's that website again?
Insul Steel, InsulSteel.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Steve Bostic with Insul Steel, and thanks so much, Steve, for being a sponsor of the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel, and we're very proud to have Insul Steel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with custom builder Philip Smith with Philip W. Smith General Contractor. How you doing, Philip?
Fine, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Philip, take a moment and tell everybody about Philip W. Smith General Contractor.
We are a small mom-and-pop type general contracting company. There's a total of eight of us in the company. We focus on higher-end type construction, more difficult, it seems like, than your standard building. We try to stay small with the amount of work we do so we can focus on the details and the customers that we're working with and not get ourselves spread out. We've mm-hmm. tried that years past, and it wasn't very enjoyable and it wasn't any more profitable, so we focused more on doing less work and doing focusing more on what we're doing.
About how many homes a year does Philip W. Smith General Contractor build?
Roughly four.
About four a year?
Correct.
Gotcha. And you're very humble by saying that you're a small company, but Philip W. Smith General Contractor builds very big houses.
That's true. That's why we only build a few houses, because mm-hmm. we have our hands full with each project, and if we take on more than we should, we won't be able to focus on the client and the details that they're looking for us to achieve.
And probably 100% of these homes are architect designed, and a lot of times the architects will urge their clients to have a company like Philip W. Smith General Contractor build that house, because a lot of times those are very beautifully, intricately designed homes, and the architect's not sure. They may be a little bit worried about just having any builder build that house. They highly recommend Philip W. Smith General Contractor.
That's true. There's some other builders in the area that do the same type of work that we do. I won't mention any names, but the architects do want to ensure a smooth project and would like to bring a qualified builder in early through the process to help the design, help the structural engineering, help the mechanical aspect of tying everything together through his true field experience, mm-hmm. seeing the blueprints in 3D and making recommendations to elevate the finished product at the end of the day, and hopefully at the same time value engineer the project to help save money and still have at minimum the same impact they were looking for.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Many times, just about all the time that for the homes that Philip W. Smith General Contractor builds, these are highly intricate homes. They really require the best craftsmen in Charleston, and Philip W. Smith, you folks, I'm sure, highly rely on your subcontractors. These subs are not working just any houses being built. They're working some of the finest homes in Charleston.
Yes, the subcontractors are a huge part of the success of a project, and we've been very fortunate to be in business here for almost 30 years and work with the majority of the same subcontractors for probably 20 or 25 years of it. So we've all worked together to achieve the level of craftsmanship that we put out. We didn't start in this industry or in this level of this industry 25 years ago for a couple reasons. One, not many people were building homes like they are today. And the other one is we probably couldn't have built the homes like we are building today because we weren't quite as knowledgeable about doing it. So we've basically, it's like going to school. We've learned over the years of how to achieve a higher level of finish and success in what we're trying to achieve and be able to think on our feet to adjust things to make them work as good or better than what was planned from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows how busy the Charleston market is now and how busy construction is. Has it been a challenge to make sure that your subs are sticking with Philip W. Smith General Contractor projects, and because there's got the demand on those subs has got to be so big.
Yes, it's absolutely that's one of the reasons we only want to build a few houses every year. Mm-hmm. Our subcontractors can only handle so much work for us, and some of them do work for other builders. So with us limiting the amount of work we do, it helps us keep up with what we're doing with the subcontractor base we have. We do not want to go out to the streets to find subcontractors to fill the voids that we would have without vetting them first. Mm-hmm. To make sure the quality of workmanship and the ability to stand behind what they're doing for years is there for us to pass along to the homeowner at the end of the day.
Yeah, the quality of the subs can really make a big difference. I remember talking to a builder a few years back who was kind of frustrated that the homeowner kind of got upset with him because they didn't feel like the subcontractors that he was bringing in were quality enough. They just weren't doing the same kind of work, I guess, that the homeowners expected. And so there is a difference. I mean, not every subcontractor is created equal.
There's a huge difference in subcontractors, and unfortunately Charleston has never had an overwhelming amount of qualified subcontractors from the time I moved here almost 30 years ago until today. There's been a lack of high quality subcontractors to create a competitive market for more builders to be able to turn over better projects. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the biggest challenges that every builder faces, especially newer builders in the marketplace. Compared to builders that have been able to create a family over the years of the same people to try to work with and lean on and stand behind what they do.
Yeah, I the builder makes the promise, but then they got to fulfill that promise, and they got to rely on the subs to be part of that.
That's correct, and I feel a lot of homeowners don't really focus too much on that aspect of the general contractor, that the support that he's going to have through subcontractors and through suppliers. Mm-hmm. The relationship he creates with suppliers makes a huge difference to the outcome of the project, the speediness of the project, and the warranty of the items that he put in the project. If a builder doesn't pay his bills on time, or he's switching from supplier to supplier to supplier to save an extra nickel to put in his pocket, the suppliers aren't going to be loyal to him like they would someone that's easy to work with, that and knows what they're doing and is loyal. Mm-hmm. They're not going to treat them the same way. It's just simple as that. I mean, I hear it all the time, and the same goes with subcontractors. If you treat them like they're your own employees, you pay them on time, you help them through the project because you're knowledgeable in what you're doing, which is very helpful for a general contractor to be out in the field and be knowledgeable in what he's doing to help everybody through the process of what they're trying to do, they're going to treat you better than they're going to treat someone else that makes their life harder. Mm-hmm. And they're going to come back as long as it takes to make sure everything was done right and help the homeowner out. We go back to houses that are 10, 15 years old. We go back to houses that are on second, third homeowners when they call. mm-hmm. knowing that we built it, and they want us to either remodel it or they want us to come help them with something that might have gone wrong, and we'll go back and pull our archives out of the pictures of that project that we took on a CD drive, because they probably don't have the one we gave the original homeowner, mm-hmm. and look at something and try to find out maybe what's behind the wall there. Mm-hmm. So there's a real lot there that people don't see that they should be paying more attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's a two-way street, with not just with how the suppliers and the subs treat the builder, but how the builder treats the subs and suppliers.
Absolutely.
How can folks get more information about Philip W. Smith General Contractor?
Our office is in Mount Pleasant on Coleman Boulevard. It's right next to Shem Creek, 465 West Coleman. Our office phone number is area code 843-881-9828. And you can look us up on our website, Philip W. Smith General Contractor.
All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with custom builder Philip Smith with Philip W. Smith General Contractor. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel, and we're very proud to have Insul Steel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. How you doing, Judge?
Good. Hi, Tim.
Judge, take a moment and tell everybody about Best Buy Blinds.
Best Buy Blinds has been in Charleston, South Carolina for around 18 years. We've been servicing the Lowcountry with in-home sales consultations and installing custom window treatments.
Gotcha. And I can always remember how old Best Buy Blinds is, because I think you folks, I think Best Buy Blinds was launched about the same time that Charleston Home and Design was.
I think you're right, yeah.
So we've been in business.
And we started right with you, right about then.
A while, so congratulations on that.
You too.
What is Best Buy Blinds best known for?
I think just a personal service for people, being responsive, getting quotations out quickly to people, getting any problems resolved quickly, going above and beyond, trying to provide different options and sending pictures and things of other projects that we've done, and just helping people make the right decisions mm-hmm. on their window treatment selection.
Good deal. And Best Buy Blinds is a local company. And what about you folks sell more than just blinds, though, right?
Right, right. I probably half of our business is plantation shutters, and that's been the case since the beginning. It's a very popular product here. But we also do a number of shade-type products, bamboo woven woods. We carry 100 Douglas products, which they have a number of specialty shade type products, silhouettes, duets, luminettes, vignettes, and then of course with the blinds as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you said about half of the business for Best Buy Blinds is plantation shutters?
That's correct. Yeah.
And what kinds of plantation shutters are they? Are they all made out of wood, or are they like a poly blend, or?
Most of what we do is a solid poly plantation shutter. It looks nearly identical to the wood shutter. We paint it with the same paint that we use on the wood shutter. In our showroom, we have a wood shutter and a poly shutter in the same window, and you really can't tell the difference. I had to put a little P and a little W on it so that I remembered which was which.
Hmm.
And the poly shutter is just way more durable. The only limitations when I recommend somebody go to wood is if they're doing a stain shutter or if they're doing a really wide shutter, because wood is lighter for the strength. Mm-hmm. And so we can make wider shutters in wood.
Mm, gotcha. And it probably doesn't hurt that, with the humidity here in Charleston, does that affect the wood
at
all?
Yes, it can affect the wood. It's virtually unaffected for the poly shutter.
Right. Is there any difference in price between a wood plantation shutter and the poly?
Generally speaking, the wood shutter is a little more than the solid poly shutter.
All right. Does it come in just certain colors, or can it be color matched to whatever the trim is?
We have 10 or 12 stock colors, which is good about 90% of the time, but we can also do them any custom color. We've done them blue and green and all different colors.
Hmm, interesting. And what about, are there any products for the outdoors that Best Buy Blinds can help homeowners with?
Yeah, we do a lot of outdoor solar shades, which is a product that you may have seen used commercially in restaurants and things that you can see out when the shade is down, but it blocks the heat and the sun. Mm-hmm. But you can use that same shade, it's very durable, use it in an outdoor situation on a screened-in porch. Allows you to keep the heat out, but still be able to maintain the visibility and see the, you know, the beautiful outdoors in Charleston.
Oh, okay, interesting. And most people are installing those like on a screen porch or something like that?
Yes, for the most part. I mean, that product can be done inside. We do it in sunrooms and things like that as well. But it's one of the best products for outdoor use.
If you wanted some privacy between you and your neighbor, would that help too?
Yeah, that's one of the uses of it as well.
Interesting. Okay, and I understand that Best Buy Blinds, you folks are helping homeowners with a lot more motorized.
Yeah, we are. We maybe, I don't know, 8 years ago or so, we were doing maybe one a month, and we're doing, you know, five or six a month at this point. And the prices for the motorization have dropped. The functionality of them has greatly increased. You can hook them up to the internet and control them with your phone or iPad. They know when the sun sets and when the sun rises, so they can automatically come up and down. It's a really neat product that we're seeing a lot of use of now.
Does it require like hiring an electrician to install these motorized shutters?
For the most part, no. The most of our motorized products can work off battery, and it's basically just a battery tube with a AA series of AA batteries or other batteries that'll slide into the tube, and so the homeowner can take those, you know, out and replace them themselves, or if they're high, they can call us and we can bring a ladder over and replace them as well.
You know, a lot of people will buy window treatments for all their windows, but then they might have some nice, like 8 foot high patio doors, for example. How would Best Buy Blinds help a homeowner if they wanted to have those patio doors covered as well?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because we get a lot of calls regarding how to handle sliding glass doors. Several products can be used. One, we of course do sliding plantation shutters, and they're used on it. Those often can't get out of the way, and one of the things with a patio door is you want to be able to see through it real well. So always, vertical blinds are an option. We do another product that's called a luminette, which is a sheer with kind of a vertical blind slat in it. So it's very elegant product. You can open it up and still see through the sheer, or tilt it and get privacy or room darkening, and then open it. And that can be automated as well. One of the things we've been starting to do more and more is a woven wood drapery, so a bamboo type product. Or some kind of woven grass that basically looks like a drapery, and you can do it with a wand, or you can have a cord on the side and operate it like a drapery.
And can you kind of describe what the woven wood looks like, how its appearance is?
Yeah, if you lived through the 70s and 80s, you might remember like the old macrame looking bamboo type slatted wood. They still do some of that, but mostly it's grass cloths and petite bamboo sticks and match sticks and things. They have the option of putting liners on the back of them. If you do them on a window, you typically do them as a Roman shade. Mm-hmm. So they gather from behind. And we even have people that maybe just want the decorative look of it, but don't want to actually use the shade functionally. So we'll maybe order it half high and just raise it up, hide the cord, and they basically have a valance that's made out of this nice bamboo material.
Oh, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Best Buy Blinds?
Well, they can call us at 843-884-3454, or they can go to our website at bestbuyblindsinc.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. Thanks so much, Judge.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Insul Steel. And we're very proud to have Insul Steel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Galliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Brian Edge with Miratech. How are you doing, Brian?
Hey, how are you today?
Good. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Miratech.
So Miratech is a composite trim that you use on the exterior of your house to protect it from the weather. It wraps the windows and doors in the corners of the house, as well as a fascia and soffit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Miratech is owned by Geldwin Windows?
That is correct. Geldwin bought Miratech 4 years ago. It was CMI Craftmasters out of Towanda, Pennsylvania, and they've been running it since.
Okay. I'm curious why a window company like Geldwin Windows, which I happen to have in my own home, would decide to buy an exterior trim company and get into that business.
Well, not only does Geldwin manufacture Miratech in the mill, they also make door skins for their door skin plants. So it's the largest door skin plant in North America.
Mm-hmm.
So they bought it for that capacity and inherited Miratech.
Okay, okay. Why is it good to use Miratech exterior trim in for construction in our area?
Miratech is a composite trim made out of hardwoods, phenolic resins, waxes, and zinc borates. So it protects against bugs as well as the elements. It's the best valued trim product on the market and performs better than any of the products on the market today. Hmm.
But why is Miratech a composite exterior trim product? Why is it better than, say, traditional wood exterior trim?
Well, traditional wood exterior trims tend to not weather well. They check and split and rot, whereas Miratech, with the chemicals and the patented manufacturing process, don't weather like they do. We actually have tests, salt tests, and all kinds of other tests based on the product to show the performance over all the competitive products on the market.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a PVC material? I see there's some exterior trims that are made out of PVC.
Well, PVC is not a bad product, but the problem with PVC in the Charleston market is that it will have a lot of thermal movement. And because it's made out of hardwoods and natural woods and the chemicals that are in there, it's going to react and have the beauty of wood, but the performance of a composite material, unlike a PVC. With a PVC, if you paint it dark colors, it's going to twist like a pretzel, and it's got a lot of thermal expansion and contraction. Hmm. And Miratech has very little thermal. It's a very stable product.
Mm-hmm. What do builders say who use Miratech?
Well, they love it because some of the competitive products that mostly used in the market is fiber cement. And fiber cement, you have to use special blades and dust masks because of the silica carcinogens in the product. And this product is a wood product, so they can use the traditional wood tools, mm-hmm, to cut, screw, drill, and nail.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you know, we have a lot of in the Charleston area, it's very humid, a lot of direct sunlight. You know, if you have wood trim on your house, there's a good chance it's going to twist or rot or crack. What will happen with the Miratech exterior trim in our area?
a Miratech, if it's installed properly, which with any product, if it's installed properly, is going to perform, but will perform a lot better than wood trim. It will stand the test of the market with the weather conditions. We carry a 50-year warranty on our product, and you're not going to get that on a piece of wood. So we stand behind our product. Like I said, our claims rate is less than 0.25% throughout the market. Product's been proven in performance for 17 years in the market when it was launched in 2000.
Does the Miratech exterior trim, does it come pre-painted in certain colors, or can you paint it any color you want?
No, actually, it comes primed. So you can paint it whatever color you want. You just want to make sure it's installed properly by painting the cut edges, the exposed edges, and caulking and flashing correctly.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned installing the Miratech product correctly. Is it possible to install it incorrectly?
Yes. I feel like with our industry, education is the best thing to get people to understand how to install products properly. We do train folks as well, installers and builders, to make sure the product performs to its ability.
Mm-hmm. And how does the Miratech exterior trim, how does that compare in price to, you know, maybe another composite exterior trim or maybe even wood exterior trim?
So typically what's used in Charleston today is either fiber cement trim or it's a KDAT prime trim. It's about 25% less than the KDAT prime trim, and it's about 10% less than the fiber cement trim. It's the best value for what you're doing for your home construction.
Where is it used? You mentioned the casing that goes around a window. Where else is it used around the house?
So typically your trim is either going to be wrapping your columns on your porch, your windows, your doors. It's used as rake and fascia. It's used as corner boards on your house. So that's typically what you're going to be doing. Any kind of decorative or ornamental designs on the house are probably going to be used with a composite trim. Mm-hmm. It's no different than interior trim in your house.
Hmm. And where do they go to? The Miratech exterior trim, is it sold in just certain lumber yards around town? Or?
So we have national distribution. We deal with a few national distributors. So typically anywhere you want to buy Miratech, you can buy it and either in the retail as well as the pro channels.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And on the web, how can folks get more information about Miratech exterior trim?
Basically, just go to www.miratech.com. It'll come up with our website, and there's tons of information as far as installations, the warranty, the specs on a product, as well as some testimonials.
Okay. And Miratech is spelled Miratec.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. So if they just do a search on the internet for Miratech, they're gonna find lots of good information about that.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we have been talking with Brian Edge with Miratech. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you. Have a good day.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Tim. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Sure. Kevin, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Shield.
Well, Mosquito Shield, we are a residential mosquito control company. We cover the entire metro area, from all the way from Goose Creek down to Ravenel to Kiowa. We cover mm-hmm. it all. We will pretty much give you your entire yard back for the summer months and throughout the fall. We use what we like to call a three-pronged approach. We come out, we kill mosquitoes. We create a barrier around all your active areas, which repels the mosquitoes. And we also, our product helps to mask the CO2, which is how the female mosquito finds you, which is kind of unique to us.
Mm-hmm. And how does the actual system for Mosquito Shield work?
Well, we spray. We don't have there's nothing to buy. There's no no equipment of any kind, no maintenance or anything like that. We do all the work. We target in on your active areas. We look at places patios, decks, you know, places you're going to spend most of your time outside. We concentrate on those areas, and we will create another barrier, you know, around the entire property also.
So you've got a mosquito shield technician that's wearing like a backpack, one of those foggers?
Exactly, yeah. This is a, in fact, this is a, called the Ferrari of backpack blowers that we use. It's very, very specialized to what we do.
Gotcha. And I guess the biggest thing that I think our listeners want to know is does the mosquito shield system really work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have a money-back guarantee. There's nothing for you to lose. We also have a free respray policy. So if, you know, between sprays, if you have a lot of activity, you give us a call, we come back out, we respray again.
How often does mosquito shield come to someone's house?
Well, that's where we're a little unique. We spray every 10 to 17 days. So we're a little more proactive. We monitor the weather and mosquito activity. So we're on your property more often than really even necessary. We try to stay ahead of them. The residuals on our products are good for about 21 days. But with rain and you know, irrigation and other conditions like that, it does start to break down. So we try to stay ahead of that.
I was going to ask, like, if mosquito shield came out in the morning and it's very common to have those afternoon thunderstorms here in Charleston.
Right.
What happens after they've sprayed in the morning and it rains in the afternoon?
Well, we do have what we call rain shield, which is part of our product. What helps it to adhere to foliage, you know, decking, anything, any kind of structures like that, which helps to repel some of that water. You know, a mild or a, you know, more of a, not a real hard, heavy rain, it will repel that, so it will remain active.
Is it safe for pets? I mean, a lot of people leave their dogs in the backyard. There might be a cat roaming around. Do you have to put the pets up before mosquito shield sprays?
Yeah, we actually, you know, everything is they're inside, but the reentry time on our product is only about 10 to 15 minutes. So
Okay.
Once it dries, everything's good, and it's the perfect product for pets and kids. We also offer a tick shield specifically designed for, you know, your dogs and cats. But the size of most properties around here, what we use for mosquitoes, we'll take care of the ticks and the fleas also.
What happens if, you've got like a neighbor, their yard borders yours, and you've got hedges on your yard. They've got hedges on their yard. They're not a customer of mosquito shield. So you're having mosquito shield treat your yard. Does your neighbor get the benefit of having mosquito shield?
No, not really. It's gonna repel the mosquitoes coming into your property, so it's really gonna kind of push them more onto their property. So it's, you know, it's really no benefit to your neighbor unless they're using mosquito shield also. It'll just create a barrier around your property and it'll stop those mosquitoes from coming onto your property.
We've had a warm winter. There hasn't been that hard cold where I guess it's supposed to kill some of the nasty bugs out there and stuff. How is that affecting the mosquito season here in Charleston?
Well, it did start a little sooner than usual. Typically, our season will go from 1st April through November, and it may even start as early as, you know, late March. A warm winter will allow them to be a little more active a little sooner. Although the eggs have been known to last through real hard winters, and they can survive through that. And then as soon as they get average temperatures above 60 degrees, then they start hatching off.
Are your technicians looking for any, you know, standing water, or maybe there's a tarp covering some firewood and it might, you know, cup a little bit of water here and there where those mosquitoes can breed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we look for all those areas like that. They can lay eggs in something as small as a cap.
Soda cap.
A pop bottle cap turned upside down. They can lay eggs in something as small as that. So yeah, we are looking for any time there is any kind of standing water. And we do have our product, we call it FlexBlend, so it allows us to add different things to the product, which will help after a hard rain like that.
Mm-hmm.
We do also, we use some dunks and things like that that will help. But anytime you can just turn that water over, you know, like around swing sets and things like that, especially tire swings are real bad for holding water. You dump that water out, will help a lot.
Mm-hmm. What's the active ingredient like in bug spray? You know, off, it's mm-hmm. DEET, right?
Right. Yeah,
and
that's
so
easy DEET.
And what would be like the active ingredient in what Mosquito Shield is spraying?
Well, the base product is it's organic. It's essential oils and extracts. It's a proprietary blend. It's taken about 16 years to develop this product, and it's exclusive to Mosquito Shield. We do also use a small control product, which does help to just kill the adult mosquito. And we do have some things that help with the larvae also mm-hmm. After a hard rain.
Mm-hmm. And how does the Mosquito Shield system compare to some of the other mosquito abatement systems out there? I know you mentioned that there's no equipment, so you're not running, you know, the tubing and the nozzles and around the perimeter of the property. So besides that, how does Mosquito Shield differ?
Right. Well, anytime you have a system, it's fixed. It's in place. It's not going anywhere. So you have a windy day. You know, you turn it on, you may all be spraying this inside your house or be going in a direction you don't want it to go. Where we have the advantage is we can walk the property. We monitor, the wind, and we can target in on specific areas that may be creating problems. Mm-hmm. And anytime if there is a breakthrough, first thing we'll ask is, where did you see the activity? And that's where we'll try to concentrate our efforts to eliminate the intrusion.
What's the average cost for a homeowner?
Well, it depends on the time of season. The beginning of the year, we're right around $649, but we do have a one-time pay option.
How much would
pay in full?
Or how much time would that cover, $649?
That covers from beginning of April through November.
Oh, okay.
That's the entire season.
Gotcha.
So we don't charge by the spray, because there may be, we average two sprays a month,
mm-hmm.
But there could be a little more than that.
Right.
So we don't charge specifically by the spray. We charge by the season, which is a little bit different for
mm-hmm.
us too.
Mm-hmm.
And we do prorate, the pricing throughout the season. Like now we are running into some summer specials and some mid-season rates. So you just give us a call. My number is 854-444-2667, or you can find us on Google us. And there's we have an ad, Google ad running right now for $75 off, which is a pretty good coupon right now.
Mm-hmm. And what about if someone's having a party in their backyard, get together throughout the summer? Can Mosquito Shield come out for like a one-time spray?
Yeah, absolutely. We do. We call it our event spray. We come out, usually try to get out at least one or two days ahead of the party itself. And pricing just kind of depends on the size of the property, the area that we're covering. It can be anywhere from $49 to $149,
mm-hmm.
If it's a very large property.
Mm-hmm.
But we do. We'll come out and spray. And then we may come back, right the day before and go over it real light again, just to kind of make sure we got everything knocked down.
Mm-hmm. And people can call if they are having an issue. They can call Mosquito Shield, and you guys aren't going to get mad at them for coming out more.
No, absolutely not. We encourage you to call. We want to know. Because if you are having activity, then we want to know where it is, and so we can get back out and take care of the problem.
All right. Well, we have been talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Tim. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday